The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Meyer Roth, dying at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Shnayim Oichzin has been graciously dedicated by Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Friedman Esquire and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Hena Malka Aleha Shalom, Bas Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Alevi Zatzal, Hashem Yinkoim Domov. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
Today's daf is daf Vov in Boba Metzia. Yankel was looking to invest. After looking around and doing all the research, he decided to invest with a certain fellow. They sat down, had a meeting. What exactly his investment policies were. And after discussing it and coming to terms on how to share the profits, he agreed to invest in his fund. They drew up a contract, both of them signed, and he began to invest his money. After a while, they had some disagreement on how to share the profit. After referring back to the document, it seemed that the document was unclear. In one place, it would seem that the document supported the investor, while in other places, it seemed that it supported the one who was doing the work. And so, it wasn't clear. The investor still was adamant that he's correct. And some way, he was able to get a hold of those profits and took them without the other party's agreement. The other party claimed, listen here, since the document is not supporting you over me, you had no right to take it. Especially since I was in possession of the money. Therefore, you have no right to go and grab those profits. While the investor said, listen here, it's not clear that you're right, and I got a hold of the profits. Now you prove that the profits are not mine. And the question is, what does Torah say to this question? The Gemara, the Vav Amud Beis, deals with a classic issue in the Torah. What is the halacha of tokfei koyin moitzien oisem miyodoi ona? That means, if we have an animal that was born, and we're not sure if it was the first born animal, the halacha is that a sofik, a firstborn animal, belongs to the koyin, and this animal, since we're not sure if it was actually the firstborn or not, so it's a sofik if it's a bchor. The kohen went and he grabbed it. And he said, listen here, you can't prove it's not. I can't prove it is. I took it. So the question is, do we take it away from him or do we not? And there's a shakl v'tariyah back and forth in the Gemara. It does tokfei kohen help and we don't take it away from him or do we take it away from him? It would seem that the Gemara seems to say at the end that tokfei koyin moitzien oisem miyodoi, which would mean that if the koyin grabbed it, that we were to take away this animal from the koyin. Abaye seems to bring a raya from a braisa that nechnosen ledir, that the halacha would be that tokfei koyin Maitzian oisem yodai. And that is the halacha that most Rishonim say, that if tokfei koyin, if the koyin were to grab it, we were to take it away from him. Still, the Rambam says, tokfei koyin, ei maitzian oisem yodai. The Rambam's are the opinion that if someone, if the koyin grabs it, we do not take it away from him. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya brings down the Shitas HaRambam, but the Ramah argues and brings all the Rishonim that say that we take it away from him. And the Halacha says the Shach in his Sefer, Tokfei Koyen, which deals exclusively with these issues of grabbing, and there the Shach says that the Rambam is a Deya Yitzido, and that we hold Tokfei Koyen, which means that we would take it away from the Koyen. And now the question is this a rule for all Sfeikos that we have? Anytime we have a suffix, we're not sure whether this is correct or this is correct, and someone were to go and grab it, would we say the same rule that Maitzian Oysa Miyadoi, we would take it away? Or is for some reason the halacha of Tokfei Koyen unique and only applies to a situation like the Gemara says of Tokfei Koyen Maitzian Oysa Miyadoi, which would mean a suffix, whether something is a Pchor or a firstborn? Maybe that suffix has something unique. The Shach in his Sefer Tokfei Koyen says that in his belief, Tokfei Koyen is something unique. And he says two possible explanations. Shach is coming to say that what happens if we have a teiku in the Gemara, or an Ibaya de la Yifshita in the Gemara? The Gemara itself does not know the halacha. The Gemara says, we don't know exactly. Teiku. We're mesupik what the halacha should be. Can one then grab the item and say, since the Gemara is not sure, good, so it's a suffix, I can grab it? The Shach says, yeah. One can grab it. Even though, Tokfei Koyen, if a Kohen were to grab a Sofik B'chor, the halacha would be, Matzino is a Miyadoi. In this situation, you are allowed to grab. And the Shach says, it differs from the halacha of Tokfei Koyen in one of two ways. First of all, Tokfei Koyen, says the Shach, is very unique. Because really, even if it were to be a firstborn animal, the halacha is, I'm allowed to give it to any Kohen I want. I don't have to give it any specific. Therefore, says the Shach, when I don't have to give it to any specific Kohen, and a Kohen comes and he grabs it, who are you to grab? It's not yours. I have a right to give it to any Kohen I want. So if you come and you grab it, in a situation where it's not clear that it's yours, you have absolutely no right to grab it, because either way, I don't have to give it to you. Therefore, says the Shach, Tokfei Koyen, we take it away from him. But that's unique to Tokfei Koyen. But in a situation where it's a teiku, or a boy like Yipshita, where we're not dealing with matnas kahuna, we're not dealing with a b'chor, we're dealing with stam, a monetary question. We don't know who's the rightful owner, if he deserves to be paid or not. And the person goes and he grabs it. So then, the Shach says, there's no raya from the halacha of Tokfei Koyen that Matzino is Miyodai. And there, we allow him to keep. That's one way the Shach says, explains the difference between Tokfei Koyen and the different in the scenario of a suffix in the Gemara. Another nafkamina, the Shach says, you can say differently. You can say that really, Tokfei Koyen is a rule for all Sfeikos. Not only Matnas Gehuna, which the Koyen has no right to grab because you can give it to other people. Still, a Neboya in the Gemara or a Teiku is different than a Sofik of Bechor. Because a Sofik of Bechor, we really don't know what's the truth. Is it a firstborn or is it not? It's a question, a factual question, which nobody can say an opinion about. So, since no one can say an opinion, and we don't know, so if you grab it and you can't say that you're right, because you have absolutely no idea if you're right, then the halacha is we take it away from you. But in a situation where it's a sofik in the Gemara, a teiku or a boy de la yifshit, Since technically, you can say, in my mind, I feel that this opinion in the Gemara is correct. I understand it better. So even though this is also supporting your argument, but there's something supporting my argument because the Gemara entertains my opinion. So I can say, listen here, I'm of the opinion that I'm right. And therefore, when you grab it, since you are saying that there's something in the Gemara that supports your opinion, because the Gemara says maybe you're right, so then if you say that I think I'm right, you can keep the item, and therefore, if you grab it, we don't take it away. Now, let us return to our story. In our story, there was a question or the definition of this document. This document is not clear. We don't know the definition of the document. It's clearly ambiguous. Nobody can say that this document he feels is supporting of him. It's just clearly ambiguous. So now, it would seemingly depend which two of these differences between Tokfa Kayan would apply. If we were to apply the reason that Tokfa Kayan is special because it's Momen Kayan, because I can give it to a different Kayan, therefore Tokfa Kayan is unique to only Matnas Kahuna, then our story, Tokfa Kayan, would not apply, and therefore, if the guy would grab it, he would be able to keep it. But if we were to say the other reason, that only when you could, there's a svar in the Gemara that supports your opinion. Here, where there's nothing that supports your opinion more than the other person's opinion. It's clearly not clear because the document says both ways. So then, you would not be able to say that Tokfa Kayan, you can keep it. Because that would be exactly like the Gdin of Tokfa Kayan, which is a sophic, a factual sophic. When it's a factual question and there's nothing supporting your argument, then the halacha is that you must return it. So, since the Shach himself says that the smag clearly holds that the difference is the second difference, which means the difference is whether there is a factual suffix or the suffix is a suffix in the Gemara. According to that, even the Shach would agree that here in the halacha is that Tokfa Kayan Metzien Oisim Hayod. Since many Achronim argue on the Shach, and they say even in the suffix in the Gemara, the halacha would be Tokfa Kayan Metzien Oisim Hayod. They disagree with the Shach's differences. So in this case, we would have to say that we take it away from the person who grabbed it, and we return it to the first person.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.